Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty, the director of the Florida International University Health Travel Medicine Program and Vaccine Clinic. And talking about vaccines, there's a very interesting story about the possibility that a single vaccine could protect us against all coughs, colds, and flus. This sounds too good to be true, Dr. Marty.
It is too good to be true, but it's still a really good study and very, very interesting and very useful. There's a BBC news on it that reported it about a week ago, a little less than a week ago, and it's just very misleading because one of the things the article says is it does not train the immune system, and that's false. It does train the immune system, but it trains it differently, and not for an entire year or your life or even 10 years, but for about 3 months. And what it does, and it really is a brilliant and very important study, is that it basically puts certain types of cells on the awaken them and get them ready to respond to a host of different things, not just viruses and bacteria, but even dust mite, right? So it's a really interesting way of bringing these cells to attention to say, hey, get ready, it's respiratory season, and all kinds of things can affect your respiratory system. Get ready for it. If you couple what they're doing, which is, by the way, nose drops, which is great because, you know, it's not a shot, so that's already fun that you don't have to get a shot. But if you do couple that with the usual types of vaccines we already have, then you really primed up your system. Another thing is the study didn't cover every single type of thing that you can get. It didn't even do rhinoviruses, which is one of the most common causes of the common cold. So we don't really know that. Plus, right now, it's fantastic for mice. We don't really know how it's going to affect humans because they didn't use mice that had been humanized. They just used ordinary mice, and their immune system is not identical to ours, and their respiratory system is not identical to ours, right? So therefore, it's a little tricky to try and interpret everything here, but it really, it's very, very exciting. It's genuinely a new approach, and it's going to lead to overall better health if we figure out exactly how to adapt this for humans.
And that's good news. One more story in health news that I'd like to get your comment on. There's a report about these GLP-1 weight loss drugs causing scurvy in some people. What do we know about this?
Well, that's also, unfortunately, a very misleading thing. There is zero link directly from any of these incretin drugs, like semaglutide drugs, etc., towards directly causing any kind of nutritional deficiency, but they're making you less hungry, right? So if you don't eat the appropriate mix of nutrients, then yes, you can become nutritionally deficient. So it's because it's doing its job of making you less hungry that you could end up with a nutritional deficiency, which is why if we put someone on one of these types of incretins, then we have to explain to them how they must get the right mix of nutrients in a way that's palatable for that particular individual, because I never force anybody to eat stuff they don't like, right? So, or is against their religion, right? So we want them to get the right nutrients in a way that's palatable to them and in the right doses. And that's why you can't just give the drug. You've got to give the drug with information and help the people out.
And that information should concentrate on your diet what you are eating, right?
Precisely, on what is the ideal diet for that individual. And by the way, a lot of people who are obese already have the wrong mix of nutrients. They've been eating bad mixes of food for a long time, which largely contributed to their obesity in many, many people. Not everybody, but that's one of the problems. So they already have a nutritional issue in terms of what their diet is. So you can't just take a person like that that's already nutrient bad mix, right, and then give them, you know, an incretin and expect that magically everything's going to be great. No, you got to tell them what to eat when they once you start them on these drugs.
Dr. Eileen Marty, well, this morning you have been the great medical debunker. I like that. Good job. Talk to you again next Wednesday.